This is 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and you are in store for another Wildfowl Wednesday. I'm joined by Wildfowl reporter Angus Thurmer Jr., and he is here to discuss his latest article titled OSHA Cites Outfitter and Death of Yellowstone Kayak Guide. Angus, thanks for joining us as always.
You're welcome, and thanks for your interest in Wildfowl, Brennan.
So Angus, walk me through what happened that day on June 14th on Yellowstone Lake.
Certainly. First, my sincere condolences to the family of Timothy Hayden Ryan Conant, who was 23 when he died in Yellowstone Lake while guiding for a company named Oars West. He was a kayak guide. He went out with two other guides and some clients from Grant Village Marina. The destination was some of the geysers in the West Thumb of Yellowstone Lake in Yellowstone National Park. And during the excursion, one of the clients came out of his kayak, and the guides came to his rescue. And I'm pretty sure they got him back in his boat and were towing him back to shore when Timothy Conant also came out of his boat. And subsequently, guides and clients went to help Timothy, and they got him to shore. Eventually, the whole crew was rescued by Yellowstone National Park water rangers, taken to Grant Village Marina, where Timothy Conant was pronounced dead. Subsequently, determined that he died of hypothermia, the cold water, essentially.
Let's take a step back here and talk about OSHA, or in this case, Wyoming's Occupational Safety and Health Administration. You know, what is their role in a situation like this?
Not to get too technical, but it's a subdivision of the Department of Workforce Services, the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services. And the agency, OSHA, administers federal safety standards under a sort of home rule. If a state decides not to administer those standards itself through its own program, like Wyoming OSHA has, then the federal government will administer it. And in the case of Wyoming, the state decided that it would administer the program. And so it is responsible for workplace safety, including unconventional workplaces like Yellowstone Lake and like the Grand Teton and the Snake River, where we have employees as mountain guides, as river guides, at ski areas where we have employees working outside as either ski instructors or ski patrol men and women, as well as people working in trenches, people working on scaffolding and on roofs and construction jobs and so on and so forth.
If you've just tuned in, I am here with Wildfowl reporter Angus Thurmer Jr. for Wildfowl Wednesday, and we are talking about his latest article titled OSHA Cites Outfitter and Death of Yellowstone Kayak Guide. Now, Angus, what are some of the mistakes that OSHA is citing Oars for this incident back on June 14th on Yellowstone Lake?
The agency listed some significant factors in Timothy Conant's death, and among them were that all three of the guides were first-year guides, and Timothy was the longest tenured guide with 45 days of work under his belt. I'm quoting here from something OSHA released, quote, "The guides were not trained in self or buddy rescue techniques for kayaks," and also, end quote, and also, quote, "the guides were using everyday clothing for extremity protection," end quote. And Yellowstone Lake is very cold, especially at that time of year in June. And it would, even though it may be a balmy day outside, once you're in the water, you're heat gets sapped very quickly by the surrounding water from your body. The heat gets sapped from your body. And unless you have a wetsuit or a dry suit, you may survive a matter of minutes, as few as five, maybe somewhat longer than that, but hypothermia is inevitable if you are not extricated from the water and warmed up.
And we're talking temperatures that are colder than the snake, no wetsuit, no dry suit. Do you know how close to shore they were from the time that they capsized?
OSHA has not said that specifically in anything it has published or released, and Yellowstone National Park has yet to release its report on the incident, which generally tends to be Park Service reports on fatalities tend to be quite thorough. And I would suspect in this instance, where a concessionaire and an employee of a concessionaire are involved, the park will do a detailed job to determine, again, what might have gone wrong, as OSHA has indicated in its citations. The agency, OSHA, has found 8 violations of safety protocol, 6 of which it calls serious, and it's proposing more than $38,000 in fines against Oars West for Timothy Conant's death.
Now that you said this is an ongoing case, do you know when it'll be closed and what will be decided when it is?
No, but the stage they are at right now, after the citations were issued and the fines proposed, it is that they are meeting, OSHA is meeting with the Oars representatives to see whether Oars has corrected what OSHA sees as flaws in its safety protocol. And if so, whether Oars West then qualifies for a reduction in the amount of fines or possibly a reduction in the number of violations that have been proposed.
Well, Angus, thank you again for your story, and we'll talk to you next time on Wildfowl Wednesday.
Well, you bet, Brennan. I look forward to it, and thanks again for your interest in Wildfowl.
That was Wildfowl reporter Angus Thurmer Jr. here talking about his latest story for Wildfowl titled OSHA Cites Outfitter in Death of Yellowstone Kayak Guide. You can read the full story on wildfowl.com. This is 89.1 KHOL Jackson.